Thank you, Terry. Good morning. National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory that's going to be affecting us noon today until midnight. They're expecting some snow, possibly mixing with some ice, and that is why the advisory has been issued. And things are going to be a little bit worse off to our southeast. Grinnell, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, Pella could see worse than what we have here. Locally, we're expecting maybe up to a tenth of an inch of ice and a total snow accumulation of about an inch. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the day today. Our high temperature expected to be 23. We're at 9 above here at the KCLB studios, but it feels like about 3 below zero right now. Ambulance rates going up again in Newton. Every year, the fee schedule is revised for the ambulance service provided by the Newton Fire Department. The revision based on the Medicare fee schedule that's established every January. This year, the Medicare rates went up about 1.4%.
Medicare does adjust their fees every year, and so years in past, we've come to the council and said that we'd like to keep up with adjusting our fee schedule based on Medicare. So that's basically what we're looking is to just redefine that and adjust it so that we capture all the revenue that we can as a city.
That is Captain Rex Heisdorfer, Newton Fire Department Training and EMS Coordinator. The Newton Fire Department sets the ambulance service rates at 1.75 times the Medicare rate. That is a practice City Council has approved since 2012 and accepted again last night. Last ambulance rate adjustment was last June. Wellmark is the largest insurance provider that reimburses the Newton Fire Department for ambulance work. Wellmark's rate schedule is 1.7 times the Medicare rates. In another fire department matter last night, City Council unanimously approved spending $11,125 of unspent general fund revenue on the creation of a new firefighter gear storage area with lockers. City staff says the current storage area in the truck bay is too close to where the vehicles pull in and out. New gear storage area will be close to the new fire department decontamination area. The gear for each firefighter costs about $2,500. Also last night, Newton City Council passed the second reading of an ordinance change that would raise sewer rates 5% per year over the next 5 years. City Council could take final action on that sewer rate increase at their next council meeting. And a grand jury has declined to indict an Ankeny officer who killed a Missouri man after he pointed a gun at the officer. Ankeny police announced yesterday the Polk County grand jury last week met, and after reviewing the evidence decided not to indict Officer Todd Webb. Webb responded to a robbery at a Hy-Vee gas station September 15th and shot the suspect, Christopher Lee Leonard, of Springfield, Missouri, after Leonard pointed a handgun at the officer. That is your KCLB News this hour.